Yeah, I'd like to say that I wake up at the same time and go to the gym and do all these things, but that's a lie, right? The things that I 100% will do is make sure that I'm home for dinner with my wife and kids. I try to get to the gym 3-4 times a week. You know, it's, it really depends on a lot of different factors. You know, what time do I go to bed? What time do I wake up? You know, there was a period of time in my life where I was very consistent about waking up at 5 and reading in the morning and then going to the gym and then spending breakfast with the kids and things like that. And, you know, that was good for a time and a season. But habitually, what I really do is I make sure that I get into the Bible every day. At some point, I read, make sure that I'm reading and praying. I try to do some activity, right? Whether that's just going for a bike ride or going to the gym or something like that. It, you know, everybody kind of talks about their activity level. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And I am really good at forgiving myself when it doesn't happen, right? I think you have to be gentle with yourself. Because if you try to get super strict, like I love Jocko Willink, right? I can't wait to go and see him speak in October. And I'm excited to be around him and listen to Extreme Ownership. And that dude is about just every minute detail, making sure that you're squeezing it and being relentless about that stuff. And I'm not really built that way. I like to be, you know, I'm more gentle with myself. I'm more, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing like the critical things on my list that day. Am I making sure that I'm touching these investors? Am I doing this? Am I doing that? But so habit-wise, it's it kind of varies, right? It's not like every day I have this hard regimented life. It's I make sure that I am reading, praying, spending time with my family, and then I try to map out my day in the mornings to say this is the stuff that needs to get done for the business that I can't be distracted from.